Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, good morning on this Memorial Day Monday. It's Dave Plyer for Steve Cochran here on 720 WGN. So as we begin a month-long look discovering Wisconsin this summer, we start with a place just across the border in Kenosha, which is celebrating over 90 years in business, and that's Frank's Diner. It's one of the most unique structures with some legendary stories, fabulous people, and even more incredible tasty food and good coffee. The proprietor is Kevin Irvin, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Kev.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I am excellent. You're open today, aren't you, or are you closed today? Do you actually get a day off?
We're closed today for the holiday. We do take the major holidays off.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, I can tell you, I discovered your place about 5 years ago, yet you and I met almost a decade ago.
Yeah. One of those weird coincidences of life.
A very weird one. We were doing a, anyone remembers, of course, Bill Jackson, BJ and the Dirty Dragon, Giggle Snort Hotel. We were doing a event with him at a theater in Oak Park, and there was a little performance with Bill Jackson, and you were who? You played.
That was weird.
You were
the character Weird.
You were a live version of Weird, which I absolutely loved. Yeah, that was very cool. Very cool. Let's talk a little bit about history. Your place is kind of a railroad car that was brought up by a train in like 1926, correct?
Yeah. It was actually purchased in 1925 by Anthony Franks. He found an ad in a magazine, and you could buy this complete diner. I mean, everything you needed, pots, pans, dishes, everything but the food, for $7,500, and then another $300 and something, you know, for shipping. So, you know, it's 1925. Interstate highways not what they are now. There were no interstate highways.
Sure.
It was designed to be shipped by train. So it looks like a train car, but it never really like rode the rails except to be shipped. And then they hooked it up to horses and dropped it where it is in Kenosha, and has been since then. So in 1925, he bought it, but the city council wouldn't give him a restaurant license until 1926 because they thought there were just too many Greeks with restaurants in Kenosha.
Is that right? That's funny. Yeah. It's literally blocks from the lake in Kenosha, and it's such a short drive, and it's one of those things that I started going to when we were driving up to Lake Geneva and driving up 50, and we kind of just take the side road, and I find myself many times just driving to your place as a destination for breakfast because it is just so much fun and so good. And, you know, downtown Kenosha back in the day was such a bustling place, a couple of theaters in town. And you've had some pretty famous people dine there. And you were telling me a little bit about this last week.
Yeah, I mean, so a bunch of theaters down there at one point. And, you know, it's between Chicago and Milwaukee. So during the vaudeville days, guys would be doing the circuit, and, you know, they're going from Milwaukee to Chicago or vice versa, and they do an overnight all the time in Kenosha. So we've had Bela Lugosi was in there, and the previous owner's son, you know, the first owner's son, he was a teenager at the time, so he would tell me these stories, and Bela Lugosi was doing his Dracula stage performance and came in during the matinee showing afterwards, and in his cape, and didn't even take his makeup off or anything, and walked in and this big cape flourished through the front door and said, "Good evening, everybody." And the place went crazy.
I bet.
The Stooges were in there with, it was Moe, Larry, and Shemp. And
that's wild. That's wild that those guys, you know, you never think about them touring. You know them from obviously all the shorts, but they did the vaudeville circuit because I think that's where they made a lot of their money was when they were on the road.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
So Don was like 15 at the time, and he just teased him. He said, "I don't think you guys are even funny." And then they proceeded to do like a 15-minute, you know, Stooges routine on him, and they ended up giving him passes to their show that night. So it worked out good.
I was looking at this. Lawrence Welk, Liberace, Duke Ellington, and, of course, Tom Skilling. Mm-hmm. You have to add Tom Skilling to that list, too.
Sure.
Of course. Yeah. One of the first times I was there, just to set the tone for this place, folks, my son ordered an omelet and he wanted cheese on the omelet. And I think one of your folks, when he said, "Hey, you know, I ordered cheddar cheese in my omelet. They told him to put out his hands. They put the plate in his hands and said, all right, stand up, go back in the kitchen and tell the chef that he forgot to put the cheese in there and to fix that immediately. which I absolutely love. Yeah. Yeah. And I saw, you know, I was there a couple months ago and, you know, somebody at the counter asked for more coffee. And so the waiter, waitress brought over the coffee, poured her coffee, then put the coffee carafe on the counter, turned it around and said, now, could you do me a favor and can you fill up everyone's coffee at the counter? And she's like, yep. Right now? Yeah, okay, all right. Got up and filled everybody's coffee. I absolutely, absolutely love that because it's just kind of such a family place and you feel so comfy and at home there.
Well, thanks. We try to be a little bit funny, a little bit sassy, a little bit witty. You know, we try to make everyone feel at home and because it is a small place. So we have two little grills. So sometimes there's a wait. So we try to be entertaining while you're waiting. I mean, I have this big bullhorn that I'll pick up and I'll tell
yes,
stupid jokes and even yeah. sing stupid songs.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But the rest of my staff is pretty entertaining in their own ways. So we balance it out. We have some people who are really sassy and then we have the others who, like my wife, who are just really nice.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Absolutely. No, absolutely. And the food is fabulous. So we always get the garbage plate, which is this kind of this conglomerate of hash browns and meats and cheeses and vegetables and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, I got to tell you, I crave it. There's times that I crave that plate because it's so good. And I always take it home and you know, some leftovers because it's just so much food. And your fresh bread is amazing because you're baking bread, I mean, every single morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bake bread. We bake our cinnamon rolls. I'd say 95% of the stuff we make there is scratch made. I mean, there's some, you know, things for the kids that we don't make from scratch, like mini dogs.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, but most of the stuff is all scratch made and made with love.
Yeah, great corned beef hash, biscuits, and gravy. You can also get a bloody or a mimosa while you're there too, which is kind of cool.
Yep.
Everything is so fabulous. Tell folks where your place is.
So we are located really just about 3 blocks off of Sheridan Road, east of Sheridan Road. So you could take that, but we're about 6 miles off of 94 in downtown Kenosha, 508 58th Street, down lovely, beautiful downtown Kenosha. Downtown Kenosha's doing some construction right now,
yeah.
But and by the end of the summer, it's going to be fabulous looking again and stuff. So.
And you're going to give away you're going to give away a $20 gift card. So we're going to do that right now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We'll take the 7th caller. $20 gift card for Frank's Diner up in Kenosha. It's a really, really great place. You'll enjoy it. 312-981-7200. $20 gift card for Frank's Diner. So here's some of the rules to live by at Frank's. Sit up straight. Everything's good today. Whining is unattractive. Tapping is even worse. Stop fidgeting. Eat your vegetables. Never drink a beer bigger than your head. Close your mouth when you chew. Order what you want. Eat what you get. And that is exactly what you get at the diner.
Yeah,
there.
On the weekends, we do tequila shot roulette with customers. If they come in here, they're around 11-ish or so.
Oh, man.
Whenever our cooks get the craving for a shot, we'll give out shots to a lot of the people in the restaurant for free. And
it's a
fun place and crazy place.
It is. And fabulous food as well. And what's your website, Kev?
FranksDinerKenosha.com.
There you go. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it, pal.
On Facebook, too. Thank you, Dave.
All right. We'll see you soon, buddy.
See you
take
soon.
Care. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.